From Washington, this is VOA News. An apparent Islamic State victory in Iraq. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Shia militia are headed to the outskirts of the Iraqi city Ramadi at the direction of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi following the capture of the provincial capital by the Islamic State group. The military and tribal forces that fled Sunday regrouped on the city's eastern edge in an apparent effort to block any IS advance toward Baghdad. Michael O'Hanlon is a national security analyst at the Washington-based Brookings Institution.
Now, it doesn't mean that over time ISIL is going to take Baghdad or control the country, and I still think over time ISIL will be defeated, but this is fairly bad news, and it also sets back the clock on what we had hoped would be by now a preparation for a counterattack against Mosul, the largest and most important city that ISIL holds. And yet, that would now seem to be even further into the future.
U.S. officials renewed U.S. support to Iraqis battling to retake the city. 8 coalition airstrikes have targeted the city since Sunday. Burundi's embattled president, Pierre Nkurunziza, Monday sacked both his defense and foreign ministers following last week's failed coup attempt by members of the military and amid continuing street protests in the capital, Bujumbura. Protesters opposed Mr. Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in next month's election took to the streets again in parts of the capital. They were chased away by troops who shot into the air. At least 15 have been killed during 3 weeks of unrest. Critics say the president is violating the Constitution's two-term limit, which helped end a bloody civil war in 2005. But the country's highest court has ruled Mr. Nkurunziza was elected to his first term by fellow lawmakers, not the voters. This is VOA News. More than 50 people are known dead following a massive landslide in Colombia that sent mud and water crashing onto homes in the northwest mountainous town of Santa Margarita. Dozens more were reported injured. The landslide occurred early in the morning while residents slept. The area had been hit hard by several days of heavy rains. The European Union Monday approved plans for a naval operation aimed at disrupting human trafficking networks that have sent thousands of Middle East and African migrants on the dangerous journey on the Mediterranean to Europe. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said she expects the operation to be fully implemented by next month.
Hopefully, already at the next Foreign Affairs Council in June, we might be ready to adopt the launch of the operation. That will obviously have to follow the recommendations or the preparatory work that the commander will have in the coming weeks.
More than 10,000 migrants have been rescued from the Mediterranean in recent weeks, often in overcrowded and unseaworthy vessels launched from Libya. It's estimated that nearly 2,000 have died so far this year attempting the dangerous crossing. UN officials have expressed alarm over the killing of large numbers of civilians and the latest upsurge of violence in South Sudan's Unity and Upper Nile states. UN official Toby Lanzer has heard reports of the targeted killings and rape of civilians, including children. He said the latest fighting has left over 650,000 people without access to aid, with thousands of homes burned. The government claims the army is pushing south from Bentiu, capital of Unity, towards the opposition zone around the town of Leer. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Monday with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and her foreign minister in Seoul, discussing security on the Korean Peninsula and bilateral issues. Mr. Kerry blasted North Korea for not even coming close to taking the steps needed to rein in its nuclear and missile programs.
Instead, it continues to pursue nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. It continues to break promises and make threats, and it continues to show flagrant disregard for international law while denying its own people the protection of fundamental freedoms and human rights.
The Secretary of State said it's likely the North will be referred to the International Criminal Court if its current violations of human rights continue. Tens of thousands of Macedonians turned out Monday supporting Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski's government in a counter-protest after opposition supporters marched to the capital Skopje a day earlier demanding his resignation. The opposition accuses Mr. Gruevski of corruption, tapping the telephones of thousands of people and fomenting ethnic tensions to hang on to power. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.